Yes, the AFL players are back to training today. And John, great to have you on the show. Good morning to you.
Good morning, gents.
How's it been? Now that you're back to training today, you must be as excited as the players.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I mean, it's been a tough few months, and we've been trying to keep in contact as best we can. So it's just good to have the players back in. And whilst only in smaller groups of eight, they're at least sort of back in and filtering around, and you can see them and talk to them, which is, you know, as you'd imagine, all sporting organisations, you just miss the banter and the chat. So it's great to have them on board.
We've had a couple of your players on, John, and apparently your efforts with the Zoom has been questionable at times. You've been struggling with the technology.
I think they throw that up no matter how good I was at it. So I've got a fair bit of practice, and I think it's been a wonderful way to be able to keep connected with everyone. It's we'd be lost without it, to be honest, wouldn't we? I mean, it's been fantastic to be able to do that. So I've learned some new ways to deal with technology over the last few months. So something I'll probably carry that skill forward with.
John, it seems like this break's done wonders for a few of your senior players, such as Buddy Franklin. Where's he at the moment?
Yeah, he's back training, and look, he's been going well so far. But you know, we haven't been able to do any competitive training at the moment. So he's been doing all the training in pairs here and training really hard and training really well. So it'll ramp up again this week when we go into groups of eight, and then the following week when we start the competitive training. So that's the real important next step for him, because you know, when you get that sort of next level up or ramp up, we need to make sure he pulls up well from that.
What's the sort of first steps over the next couple of days, John? Is it fitness testing the guys, seeing where they're at, trying to get a bit more miles in their legs, or is it skill-based? Where you at?
Yeah, it's probably trying to juggle everything, Laurie, in that sort of short amount of time. We've only got a few weeks before we play, which is highly unusual. We've had to rely upon the players getting themselves in the best condition, or keeping themselves in the best condition by themselves. And fortunately, it looks like I think that they're all pretty good, but you know, we'll have to wait and see. We'll try and do a bit of both, a bit of running and conditioning, and also a bit of skill work. But largely, because we haven't got a lot of time, it's just about making them resilient enough to be able to withstand the pressures of playing AFL footy again in a short period of time. So trying to minimise the risk of injury is the main thing.
How do you think the AFL has handled this logistical nightmare, John, of getting back to playing again?
Oh, look, it's an incredible task they've been administered, isn't it? I mean, it's just anyone in any sport trying to work through. There's no book you can go to and just pick it up and say, look, this is how to deal with something like this. We're all learning as we go, and I think the AFL have dealt with it to this point as good as they could possibly do. It's changing. You've got all the governments that are local state governments that are doing things a little bit differently. So having to work through all of that has been a real challenge. And you know, considering all those logistical challenges, I think they've done it as good as they could have done it.
John, when the competition shut down, obviously it was, you know, doom and gloom, so to speak, because a lot of people thought that the games would not happen. You know, rugby league, AFL, it'd be a long time before we saw them, if in fact we saw them being back out onto the pitch. So in that time, what were you doing? What were you thinking? What were your conversations like with your players? And when did you realise that, oh, this is going to get up and running, and we need to sort of, you know, get onto it very, very quickly?
Yeah, we actually, we had a skeleton staff of seven of us that were spending most of our time connected with our players as much as we could, 46 players spread out all over the country. So we had sort of 27 on that were interstate, so we were trying to keep connected with them. Plus, we also had there was a few of us coaches that were involved with the AFL on working parties, looking at future state, whether that be return to play or what the second tier competition looks like in the future, or in fact the soft cap, the football department soft cap that, you know, there's been a 9.7 million that needs to come down significantly in the future. So we're sort of working through all that, and each of us had various roles to be able to do through that. So it was actually quite busy. And then when they sort of, you sense that the excitement is to come back and start training, that's when you get into the return to train phase and try and plan that as best you can. And been working with our staff and hopefully it comes together, because it has to really quickly.
How do you go about, John, the players that miss out on selection? Have you worked out ways on how you're going to keep them fit? Will they play against another opposition? Will there be a composite team, say, made up of GWS players, your players, and maybe play a side from Brisbane or another Victorian side? How do they get miles in their legs?
Yeah, I guess we're still working through that. I mean, because it's been, there's so much energy into just the period that, or the point that we're at now, it took so much time from the AFL to plan, is that, things are sort of working through that. People are working through those plans as we go. I mean, there was, I think Richmond used 38 players last year in their run to the grand final. So we've got 46 in our list. So there's a high chance that a lot of our list will be used to play senior football this year. So that's a real encouragement. And we understand that they're not playing reserves, which is a challenge for them. But we need to come up with some innovative training programs to keep them fit and ready to go, and also keep them mentally engaged. It'd be great if they could do the second tier could do a bit of a scratch match with GWS at some point. We'll have to wait and see how it evolves, how the community infections evolve, and how things go at football clubs before we find that out.
John, we've seen overnight this story about Jack Stephen obviously being hospitalised. There's talk that he might have been stabbed. Now, I know this obviously doesn't involve any Swans players, but I'm sure it's going to be a talking point around the group. Have you heard any more about it?
No, Michael, I haven't heard anything more than what you guys know and have read in the paper. So, no, I know nothing about it.
John, in regards to the integrity of the competition this year, I mean, the old Victorian bias argument's been pretty loud as well from the interstate clubs in the last few weeks. Considering what the WA and South Australian clubs are set to sacrifice, where do you stand on the integrity of this year's competition?
Oh, I think there's always talk about a level playing field every year in any sport. And the reality is it's never level. the clubs have to travel more. There's some clubs have bigger home crowds, which mean there's advantage financially for them, and there's all these other things that come into it, even if you look at where the grand finals played every year. So, we talk about evenness of the competition. The reality is it's never really entirely even, and I think that's just part of everyone's acceptance of what it is. So this year will be a bit different again, and, whilst it's not even, it doesn't mean that we can't get the competition going and do the best job that we possibly can. And I think there has to be some consideration given to those players or those clubs that are in hubs, and their draw, I'm sure, will show that that sort of consideration. There's an enormous amount of goodwill across the competition. I know there's a couple of comments publicly and grabs a few headlines here and there, but generally I think there's a lot of goodwill across the competition to get it going and acknowledge some of the disadvantages that some of the clubs have got.
John, tell us about the impact on the club and on you of having to lose the staff that you've had to let go.
Well, it's significant. It's significant for this footy club. It's significant again for all the football clubs. Talking to some senior coaches last week, it's really tough. And those changes, we don't know whether they'll be permanent. We're not really sure at the moment. So it's a tough period for anyone, but particularly those people that remain stood down. So it's tough for them. And that's the real challenge going on in the industry at the moment, is that you're losing really good people that have done nothing wrong. And just the fact that there's numbers that have to be met, both in a literal sense and also in a financial sense.
So what does it look like, John? Who have you actually got working with you at the moment that have got access to the players that are actually working in the office?
There's 25 of us that can just be a part of that, and that includes doctors, includes physios, includes masseurs, it includes coaches, IT guys. So there's 25 of us that have to be tested a couple of times a week and maintain strict protocols, and that's what we've been working. We find as though we'll be fine. We think we'll be fine as far as the support network for the players, and we're confident that we'll be able to give them the best possible program they can get.
Such a great win in round one over there in Adelaide. Must have been just frustrating from a selfish point of view to have that sort of springboard into the rest of the season. What did you learn about your players in that game that you're excited about going forward?
I've always been really confident in our young group coming through. And so that just reconfirmed the fact that you know, that confidence is well founded, and there'll be some ups and downs through that period. But we think we've got a really good core young group of players coming through. They're hungry, they're competitive, and they've got some talent. So we just need to get some flying hours into them now. And you know, round one in Adelaide, whilst it was not in front of a parochial crowd, it was still a good first step. And you know, we're looking to use that as a bit of a springboard going into the rest of the season now.
Well, John, it's been great to have you on. I'm sure you'll enjoy being back at training today with the boys. Good luck, and hope to chat to you soon.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.